What were some of the evidences of the effects of this? Were cases backed up? Were there cases where there were six votes, maybe, and the court was evenly divided? Were there cases that, because of the uncertainty, were informally postponed or put off, hoping that the court would have a full complement in a few months? Do you remember any of the details?
I don't recall, other than the fact that there were fewer of us to apportion the cases among. But I don't recall that there was any specific delay in considering matters, unless, of course, John Swainson was involved, if it was an opinion of his and so forth. And my recollection is a little bit weak on this, Roger, but I think that to the extent that he had been assigned matters and had participated in matters before, that those were largely concluded in this period of time, and he was not assigned during this period of time. At least it's my recollection, he was not assigned anything further to do. Mm-hmm. And of course, when I was first there at the court conferences, I was on the sidelines for much of it, because the conferences were considering matters that had taken place, cases that had been heard by the court and opinions that had been circulated involving cases on which I had not been sitting and about which I had no knowledge. I recall specifically John Swainson coming to the court for some of these conferences. I don't recall that he sat on the bench to hear cases, but I think to the extent that he had matters on which he had worked, and those matters were the subject of discussion in conference, that he came to participate in those until, of course, his time that he resigned.
And would he participate actively in the sense that he would make recommendations or suggest changes in draft opinions and that sort of thing?
I don't have any recollection of the extent of his participation in those conferences, which indicates to me that there was nothing of particular note either one way or the other on that.
Now, this period that we're talking about was a period during which he was under investigation, or had he been indicted?
No, he had not been indicted. He had not been indicted. My recollection, well, I really ought to check.
Well, now, let's see. Here I can pull out the date of his resignation. Let's see. Justice Ryan succeeded him, didn't he? He was appointed December 2nd, so it would have had to have been before that. This summary that I've gotten out of the Michigan manual here is not too clear.
It doesn't.
Well, it has what are considered to be the in frail condition there.
Yeah.
Now, that's the footnotes, and here are the periods of service, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to make a guess that it was November when he resigned. And I think if I'm wrong, it would only be by a very little bit.
Oh, yeah. It just says, it shows the year of his resignation was 1975. Swainson served on the court from 71 to 75. And it just says resigned. It doesn't say the date of the resignation. My recollection is that it was in late October or November. And because there was not a long period of time after his resignation before Jim Ryan was appointed to fill that vacancy.
Jim Ryan was kind of an odds-on choice at that particular moment, was he?
Yeah, yeah, I think he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you, if it's, you think it's appropriate way to go, what were your recollections of your reception on the court in the sense of the individual treatment that you received and how you clutched into this problem where their court was shorthanded? Mm-hmm. You know, what did they pile you up a little extra with work? Or?